Well, good day, everyone, everywhere, and special greetings to all those seated in heavenly places in Jesus. The name of this broadcast is Cross the Border, and I'm Nicholas, and this is a live Prophecy Reality Edition. Yes, we're in the middle of a heat wave here on the West Coast and other parts of the nation, so hope everybody is keeping their cool, as we're trying to do here. Let's see, it is day 156, I believe that's the chronicle, day 156 of the lockdown in America. And I still marvel that I go out and people are still walking around in a dazed delusion, and you can't go anywhere without seeing it. I marvel that this is continuing. Anyway, then we have scripture reference for the day here. It says 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 1. But the times and seasons, brethren, ye have no need that I write unto you, for yourselves know perfectly that the day of the Lord so cometh as a thief in the night. You know, I hear this all the time. The Lord cometh as a thief in the night. And this is Christians telling each other that we should have no idea that the coming of Christ is imminent. And we should be totally surprised because the Lord cometh as a thief in the night. These are cherry-picked scriptures that people use to push their own agenda. Okay, and they forget to read on the whole scripture in context. And this is very applicable to today, though, because the next verse says, for when they shall say peace and safety, then sudden destruction cometh upon them. And that's what it's all about today. People are wearing the mask to be safe. People are social distancing for peace and safety, for safety. Then sudden destruction cometh upon them. And yeah, our way of life in America is being destroyed. And if the people behind this plandemic, scamdemic, there's a lot of words you could use for it, if they have their way, America, our way of life, and all liberty and freedom and safety will be destroyed. Okay? For when they shall say, peace and safety, then sudden destruction cometh upon them, as travail upon a woman with child, and they shall not escape. Now you notice something, there's sudden travail comes upon a woman with child, but it's not unexpected. Really, you got a woman that's 8 or 9 months pregnant, is it unexpected at all? Really? But it does come on suddenly when the time comes. But ye, brethren, are not in darkness, that the day should overtake you as a thief. So that's the clue for us that are supposedly Christians, call ourselves the people of God. Okay? It's not going to come like a thief for us. But ye, brethren, are not in darkness, that it should overtake you as a thief. Ye are all the children of light and the children of day. We are not of the night, nor of darkness. Therefore, let us not sleep as others do, but let us watch and be sober. Yeah, we're paying attention. You know, I've done my study. What year is it? I'm sober. I'm watching. I'm of the light. I'm not of the night or the darkness. For they that sleep are in the night, and they that be drunken are drunken in the night. But let us, who are of the day, be sober, putting on the breastplate of love, of faith and love, and for an helmet, the hope of salvation. For God has not appointed us to wrath, but to obtain salvation by our Lord Jesus Christ. And that's not a rapture verse. He's not appointed us to wrath. Therefore, he's going to rapture us out before anything bad happens. Yeah. Okay, well, greetings, everyone. Let me check out the chat room. Got a few people that have showed up. And we have the chat room working again. My server updated our PHP version, which wiped out my old chat room version. So I retrograded it back to an earlier version so our chat room would continue to work. So come on over to the chat room. You don't have to go to YouTube. If you go there, we have a chat room at firstamendmentradio.com or .net, whichever one you like. And just click on the chat button there. There's a little YouTube screen in the right-hand column. This makes the chat room bigger than me. Because I really don't have anything for you to see. You know, I'm just an old white guy, okay? That's all. And if I put something on the screen, you know, I guess you could, whatever. But I don't think I have too many exhibits today. Good morning, Engel Chen in the chat room. I think these names, they elude me. And Jesuit Fine. I limited, because you can do this with the chat room, I limited it to 10 spaces or characters as the chat room, because too many people, if you put unlimited, then their names take up the whole chat room and they're trying to do a message by their name. But I don't want your name in the chat room to be a message. I want it to be something that identifies you. And so, you know, that would be a nice thing, and try to do it in 10 characters. Yeah. Instead of a message. That's what the little typing space is for. That's where you put the messages in the chat room. So if you have a message, type it in. You know, don't make your moniker in the chat room a message. That's the whole idea. Because it was weird at first, because people's names would take up several lines, you know, take up the whole chat room, and their name would be a message. So anyway, so that's why we have only 10 character limit in the chat room. So you might want to work on what you can say in 10 characters about yourself and to identify yourself. Let's see, we have Cal Bob. Oh no, he's not in the chat room. He's just there. And so we got a few people. Come on over, join the chat room. And even better than that, click on the... that's not there anymore. Go to my website, crosstheborder.org, or nicholasarthur.wordpress.com. Make sure you subscribe there to my blog so you'll get a notification when we go live or when I post something, or like next month when I offer my book for sale. Because even when I publish it, it will be several weeks up to a month before it'll get over to Amazon and Barnes & Noble and the other booksellers. Engelchen in German means little angel. Ah, okay. So that's nice to know. My mother called that way. Ah, I see. So it's an endearing term in English, I mean in German. Okay. Got it. Most of us ignorant Americans over here. I have German blood, and I don't know much about the German language. So anyway, that's nice to know. So appreciate that. Okay, so what do we have today? Oh yes, the delusion continues on. And this is our march to the mark of the beast. This is the Jesuit shadow government's march to the mark of the beast that continues on. Let's see, we have news items. Let's look at some news items. Let's see, what do I got here? I was reading this. Oh, U.S. paying billions for free COVID-19 vaccines. And see, the vaccine's going to be free. And this is something that the Antichrist has really grabbed a hold of is that they can offer things for free and that people love free stuff. And that's why socialism is so popular in the world, especially with the unregenerate. See, us as Christians, we're supposed, because nothing is really free. All of the free stuff, Jesus even spoke about that, actually addressed it fairly directly, even though most people don't understand what he was saying when he was talking about those that call themselves benefactors. Yeah, but they use that position to lord it over others or over each other. And that's really what socialism is all about. You have all these great benefactors out there in the government freely giving stuff away. I mean, even Donald Trump now is taking part of it because we've ruined the economy. So now the government is our benefactor and giving us money because we can't make money anymore because so many small businesses have been destroyed in America. You know, the avenue for the average man to become moderately wealthy has been wiped out. So now turned all of the country into beggars. So socialism now is now embraced by the so-called anti-socialists. And every time that Donald Trump spoke against socialism, we're going, see how deluded people are. America has been socialist for quite a while now. The great nanny state brought on by the death, by the shadow government, murder of John F. Kennedy, and of course, what was initiated immediately after that? Well, of course, socialism. I forget what they call it. Just another great big deal of giveaways. The socialist state by what's his name, Johnson, the vice president that was imposed upon JFK. Most of these vice presidents are imposed upon their on the presidents, especially if you get a president that is elected by populist presidents, as if JFK was. And, you know, we've had several, Trump is a populist president. Not the choice of the shadow government and the New World Order. I mean, they can't control everything. And a lot of things that take on a life of their own and they lose control of them. So, you know, this goes to show you that the Antichrist and his shadow government aren't all powerful, and that there's really nothing that goes on that God doesn't allow for his purposes and to fulfill what he wants to do with his creation. But I believe in the time that we're in that we have to fight back against the delusion. We have to continue to stand up for the truth, no matter what the cost. That's our job as God's people, to stand up for the truth, for the gospel, no matter what the cost, and to resist as much as possible, protest even, even protest against the evil and the idolatry of the Antichrist and his governing authorities in the world. But we can rest assured that everything is going according to God's plan, because we know, you know, by faith we know, because Christ rose from the dead, that we will rise from the dead. That when all of these evil people out there doing all of their evil deeds, so they can face a just judgment for that truly spiritual evil that underlies their deeds, we know that in the end, we will rise from the dead and they will face a just judgment. Well, let me check the chat room and see. Well, we got a couple more people. So thank the few people that have shown up there. Well, let's see what else we got going on here. And behind the diaper. I like this. This is a from Eric Peters Otto, and he's the guy who characterizes the face mask as a diaper, because that's what it is. It's kind of like a sanitary napkin. Ooh, that's even worse. You're putting your nappy on your face, my friends. You're wearing a diaper. Yeah, because, you know, we can't have that poo spread around that's coming out of your mouth and infecting the rest of the world. You don't wear the diaper for you. You wear it for me. Because you're loving your neighbor. I mean, I like that the way they even turn it on the Christian. And a lot of people buy into it. And I like this guy. He says, I bought new running shoes the other day. Just barreling. Probably never again. At least not from the store that he went to in Roanoke, where he says he's been buying his running shoes for more than a decade. He said, because of the diaper. My refusal to put on this latter-day analog of the yellow star and the store's insistence that everyone else do so, even though some of the store's employees agree it's a vile and vicious policy. But as one of them confessed to me while wearing his diaper, it's either go along with it or they get shown the door too. So these people are afraid to lose their job. This is part of the, what do they call it, the fascist part of this thing, where the corporations are being used to enforce the policy that they can't enforce lawfully because of our Bill of Rights, basically. You know, it's like the needle when they come out with the vaccine. They're going to use the same type of pressure to pressure everyone to get the vaccine. Okay, and after a couple of years, when people are dropping dead from the vaccine, they're going to have such control. And it's going to be obvious to all of us that are awake, that know how to read between the lines and see the real news through the fake news, because, you know, the facts are out there. And they can try to spin the facts whatever way they want. But when you put all of the facts together, you find the truth. But most people won't do that, because they're numb, they're mind-controlled, they're deluded, because the truth just is not in them. That's it. So you either go along or get shown the door. And so several years after they do this vaccine, I'd say with 1 or 2 years, I mean, there are going to be people that are going to drop dead immediately or suffer adverse side effects immediately. But they are actually going to, as they do now, because it's already worked. Their play script has already been written for them. You know, it's like the measles things. It's the reason that people are getting measles is because those people over there aren't taking the vaccine. They aren't getting vaccinated, so it must be their fault. So when people start dropping dead from the vaccine, they're going to blame it on those that don't get vaccinated. You don't think they can do that? Well, the fact is they have been doing it for years. So they're just ramping up the script that has already worked. And that's what they're doing. They've already tried and, you know, tested these things over the years. And so they're just going to rerun them more vigorously than ever. And it's working very well, because I go out into the world there, and these people are walking around, driving their cars by themselves with the windows rolled up and masks on their face, like the idiots that they are. Totally mind-controlled robotrons, automatons. And I'm sorry if that's you. I'm really sorry for you. But I agree with Eric Peters here. We need to refuse. And that's what I've been doing. Go into the store, and, you know, some places they just will not let you in, so I wear a bandana below my nose, because I'm going to breathe through my nose. See, God gave me a filter. He's already given me something to breathe through, and it's in my nose. As a matter of fact, even that gets annoying, because the hair won't stop growing out. You have constantly have to trim back your nose hairs. You know what I'm talking about. So my filter works fine. And if I was sick and runny nose and stuff, I would not go anyway. then I might wear a mask just out of courtesy. But the fact is, they're doing tests now with the masks, and they realize that it's worse because of the droplets that come out of your mouth when you sneeze or whatever. If you wear a mask, they actually, instead of, because they're larger, they don't just fall to the ground, but they aerosolize through the mask and stay airborne much longer. So the mask is a total no-brainer. Yes, the cases. Now that's what they're doing. But what will it be next? Yeah, we'll see. I'm just so tired of it. It's exhausting to me. So exhausting that now I don't even like going to the store, because who wants to deal with this stuff continually? Who wants to deal with it, brain dead Robotrons, or the people that are just trying to keep their jobs so they have to wear the mask and pretend that this is a real thing? Yeah. Everything. So anyway, you can check that out at lourockwell.com, the articles there. Let's see. We have a lot of evidence that it's a fake story all over the world. And see, this shows you the control of the shadow government that works for the Antichrist. They are able to affect this all over the world. And there are places where it's worse. I mean, you go to New Zealand or you go to Australia, and it's just unbelievable. I mean, they're tackling people on the street for walking down the street by themselves and not wearing a mask. The police come up to them. I mean, if they're really afraid, why do they approach them? Why don't they keep their distance and just leave them alone? No, but they have to tackle them and arrest them on the street. I mean, this just blows my mind that this could actually be going on, but it is. Oh, and don't get me, let's not talk about, well, let's do it. The Democratic National Convention that never happened. I'm live. They weren't even live. They had people that you would never watch in your life. I mean, they put Obama, Michelle Obama. You know, that's their lead. They're going to lead with Michelle Obama, when half the people watching her are wondering if she's really a man or a woman. You know, I mean, that's what half of the people are thinking when they're watching her. You know, this is going, where's Joe Biden? Where's Kamala Harris? You know? Yeah, anyway. We'll talk more about that when I get back. Perhaps I'll get some comments or some calls from the people watching or in the chat room. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go anywhere.
Behold, God is my salvation. I will trust, I will not be afraid. Behold, God is my strength and my song.
Hear it first on FirstAmendmentRadio.com and FirstAmendmentRadio.net.
The book of Revelation says, the spirit of prophecy is the testimony of Jesus Christ. This is at the very heart of FirstAmendmentRadio.com. In that spirit, we have created the Prophecy Reality News app for all of your mobile devices, streaming First Amendment Radio 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Available for your Apple, Android device, and smartphone, absolutely free. Get the Prophecy Reality News app installed today so you can listen to First Amendment Radio wherever you are. The Prophecy Reality News app. Get it now.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
The program you are listening to is 100% sponsored by you, the listener, on this First Amendment Rights Media channel. You will notice that there are few commercials on this radio network. There's a good reason for that. Corporate advertising dollars come with strings that limit program content. So without your help, these programs cannot continue on satellite, internet, or our several affiliates. If you benefit by the educational law programs, we ask you to give. If you are admonished or nurtured by the Bible and ministry programs, we ask you to give. If some voice a cause that you are passionate about, we ask you to give. If you believe in any of these, we ask you to support them as you would a missionary on a continual basis, as if giving a tithe for missionary radio. These programs are not commercially viable and must be supported by those faithful to the cause of truth. Look for the button to sponsor your favorite programs at our Listen and Schedule pages on the Internet. We will also give you unlimited archive access to all of our programs. We're asking you to give much less than a tithe so that you may also send support directly to a particular program host, cause, and anywhere else the Spirit may lead you. Do all to the glory of our God and Creator, for His holy nation, the only kingdom that will last forever. Thank you for listening.
Welcome back. You're listening to Across the Border. This is a live prophecy reality edition. And see, we got Antiquity in the chat room. Thank you for your comment there. This is pretty much what it amounts to. When buying and selling is no longer possible except with a personalized infrared tattoo. He says 3-in-1 ID 2020 DNA smart vaccine, then that is the mark of the beast. The mark is going to happen in October. I guess that's when they're going to roll it out, which is less than 2 months away. The WHO, World Health Organization, which is part of the UN, which is through which the organization or the image through which the Antichrist rules the world vicariously. Yeah, he don't want to rule openly. He did that for 1260 years. He knows how that worked out for him. So he'd rather rule vicariously. Give him 5, 6, 7 layers of plausible deniability. And the Antichrist is very comfortable today. Yeah, him and his shadow government. It doesn't take much to dig into it and see what's going on, especially when you know history. But, yeah, that's it. That's what's coming. And in America, we need to stand up against this. If anything is going to cause a war, it's going to be between those who receive this mark of the beast and those who refuse. Of course, the mark of the beast is implemented by the image of the beast, which is the UN, under which we have the WHO, okay? And since they practically run Washington, D.C., because it's one of the city-states through which, I call it the unholy trinity that rules the world, or through which the Antichrist rules the world. And you can check that out at my website, crosstheborder.org or nicholasarthur.wordpress.com. It will be the most, it is the most viewed and popular posting on my website. So you'll see it there at the top. So you can just click on the link to it, which is at the top of the homepage of my website. It won't show up unless you go to the homepage there. So do that. Check that out. You can read that for yourself. Also, in about 10 days, the beginning of the month, I'm going to publish my book. So you want to sign up for my blog there at crosstheborder.org. And I guess I should put a link to that in the chat room, since my link seems to have disappeared from my chat page directly to my website there. Crosstheborder.org, huh? Somewhere here. Let's see. Copy link address, put in chat room. So you should go there anyway. There it is. And make sure you subscribe or press the follow button there. And that way, the first of the month, you can buy a copy of my book. I will reduce the price of the book to basically just publishing, printing, and shipping costs is what you'll have to pay at the Lulu site when you buy the book there. And we'll leave it there for about a month at the completely reduced to just shipping, which meaning I won't make anything on it. You know, it'll be less than a dollar that I'll make on it. Then after a month, when it goes to publication on Amazon and the other pages, Barnes and Noble and stuff, the price will go back up to a regular 30% off or something like that, rather than a 99% off or whatever it is. So you'll want to take advantage of it when it's first published. And I have other books there at my website you might want to check out. You can go to the free ebook page there, and I have several books there that I'm offering. You can get my latest 2017 book, which everyone should get, and The Rapture Will Be Canceled. They're putting on the screen right there for you. And so you can get those two. One at a time, and I only ask that you review them on Amazon, because most people have an Amazon account. If you don't, publish them on your blog or do a, a review on your Facebook, Twitter, whatever, Parler, as they say in American, page or whatever, or do an email blast. Doing a critique of the book for everyone you know, whether good or bad, and then I'll give you the next book. So that's I'm offering free as in a PDF or what's the other form, EPUB, When the Third Temple is Built and the Rapture Will Be Canceled. If you don't specify which one you want, you'll get The Rapture Will Be Canceled. So there you have that information. All right, we got a phone number there in the chat room, 559-797-8537. 559-797-8537. And you can call in right now and join me on the air. I've got another hour and 15 minutes to go here. So it would be nice to hear from you, to get some calls or whatever, or comments or questions, even in the chat room. Let's see. Let's pick another article here. Yes, we have lots of evidence that it's a fake story all over the world. He says, is this article fake news? No, because a statement in the title that reads, we have a lot of evidence that it's a fake story all over the world, is an actual quote from a representative of the group discussed in the article. All right, let's hope that this... Your name and where you're calling from, you're on the air. Hello? Okay, the phone rings, but nobody speaks. I even turned the air conditioner off. That thing's pretty noisy. I don't know if anyone noticed that, all the noise. Anyway, our author says, is this article fake news? He says, no, because this, the title of the article, we have a lot of evidence that it's a fake story all over the world. German doctors on COVID-19 is an actual quote from a representative of the group discussed in the article. The statement was said, whether or not what the quote says is true, on the other hand, is up for you to decide, or according to multiple governments, is up for the World Health Organization to decide. Yeah, Twitter, Facebook. They say it's for WHO. And you notice how we have... from the chat room, someone says the WHO is pushing the Mark of the Beast digital tattoo thing where they can read it. It's an infrared, so it's not going to show up. But there must be some kind of indication. Maybe at least a couple dots it leaves that are visible so that you can see where it is. Are you going to get that on your hand or your arm or on your forehead? Where are they going to put this thing? I wonder. Yeah, I don't wonder at all. But it's going to be able to be picked up and scanned so that your information can come up immediately. Because, you know, they're not going to be able to put a database on your arm or something unless they put it in a chip. But it's kind of the RFID, radio frequency RFID chip. It's kind of like that, but it's a tattoo. And it's a infrared. So you need an infrared reader to read it. So you're going to have to somehow put your hand forward. You know, right now it's the mask. They're conditioning you with the mask. Okay, to get in the store, you're going to need a mask. Okay, but once the vaccine is mandated, like the mask is now being mandated, I think, you know, that I will not be able to enter a store or many stores. Because I did go into, there's a small market where I usually get gas for my automobile. And I went in there and I was surprised because I was going to use the debit card. And I was going to use a debit card, but it didn't work for some reason. So I just went in with cash. And there were like six or eight people in there and none of them had a mask on. Not a single one. Not even the people behind the cash register had a mask. I thought, wow, it was like going back in time, you know, whatever, 160 days. That's what it was like. It was like going back in time. So the World Health Organization gets to decide what's okay for Twitter and Facebook and all of the other mainstream media and CNN and all of the real true fake news out there. That's the news controlled by the Antichrist and his shadow government. They're the true fake news. But they say everything else is fake news, and so they have to vet it and cut it out, and you know, it has to be relegated to bannedvideo.com or BitChute or one of these other sites, and because YouTube is really big up there. Although they've been deleting a lot less of my stuff lately. I think they're just tired of deleting stuff, so I don't expect to get deleted this week. Yeah. So these doctors and scientists are being heavily censored across all social media platforms, and those who write about them are experiencing the same. Many of the claims these doctors make have been debunked by mainstream media, federal health regulatory agencies, and fact-checkers that are patrolling the internet. Any information that does not come from the WHO is not considered reliable, truthful, or accurate when it is exactly the opposite that is the truth. Yeah. And that would include information presented in this article and information shared by these experts in the field. People are being encouraged to visit the WHO's website for real and accurate information about COVID instead of listening to doctors and scientists who oppose the narrative of these health authorities. And even sometimes they point to WHO's own statistics. Yeah, we'll point to WHO's own statistics to back up the truth. They don't like that either. Yeah, so what happened? More than 500 German doctors and scientists have signed on as representatives of an organization called, and that says something in German, okay? Is it going to, Corona Extra Parliamentary Inquiry Committee, yeah. And was established to investigate all things that pertain to the new coronavirus, such as the severity of the virus and whether or not the actions taken over by the governments around the world, and in this case, the German government, are justified in not causing more harm than good. Yeah. And, you know, it was kind of like the White Coat Summit that we had here in America. Remember, that's almost non-existent now. Never happened in the mainstream media. Got immediately banned after, you know, getting 15 million views in 24 hours before YouTube took it down. And now it's up on BitChute. We even put it on our BitChute channel, which is growing. Actually, on some of our programs, we're getting more views on BitChute than YouTube. Yeah. So you got to check out FirstAmendmentRadio.com's BitChute channel. And I guess I'm going to have to change all of the stuff on, internet guy, my web page support group. I don't have one, so I have to do all this stuff myself. Could you imagine having to juggle doing multiple web pages, running a radio network, doing your own broadcasts, publishing books? Can you imagine one person having to do all of this with very little help and very little money? It's a lot, because every time I go to do something, it's like I have to remember how it's done, because it's not something I do every day. So if you wonder why FirstAmendmentRadio.com webpage looks like something from the 1990s, that's because it is. Or at least from the early 2000s. That's because it is. It's still old HTML programming. And, yeah, because I don't have money to pay someone else thousands of dollars to do it, because then I'd have to not eat for a couple months. Yeah, that's the way it is. And we've been so shadow banned. I remember we were growing by leaps and bounds up until about 2008. And from there, it just kind of leveled off. And then later on, it went down. We took a nosedive in our growth, because our growth should have, if it had been left alone and not shadow banned over all these years, we would have kept growing exponentially. But there's no exponential growth. That is not allowed. You're only allowed exponential growth in the mainstream if the mainstream, that is, those that print and control the world's monetary system, if they like you. Then they throw money at you. So if you see something that is growing, accidentally, it can grow for a little while, but then it'll be shut down. Because if it's growing too fast and the Antichrist and his shadow government don't like it, well, they'll attack it. They'll remove it, they'll attack it, they'll demonize it, the people behind it, until it drops off the radar. Then they've done their job, okay? That's the universe we live in. That's where First Amendment Radio is, and many other people out there like us, you know? And we keep pushing, and I'm going to stay on YouTube and as long as I can, and I'm going to keep pushing stuff on Twitter and Facebook, and we should do that. We need to wear them out. It's the only way we can keep anything like an even keel going on here. And anyway, let me check out the chat room, see how we're doing today. See, because our chat room should be growing. We should have more people than we had last week, but we have like only a fraction of what we had last week. So for some reason, we started to grow, but then nothing. Then it just kind of dwindles. Let's see. Jesuit Fine in the chat room says, nanotechnology, Nicholas. Come on now. The Jesuits have it all, or so they think. They're evil geniuses, just like their father, Satan the tyrant. Well, I'd like to know, come now. I'd like a little more information. That phone number is in the chat room there. So give me a call and talk to me, Jesuit Fiend, in the chat room. And I don't know what's going on here. People sign into the chat room. There's someone that doesn't look like they're in the chat room, but they are. So I'm not even sure that my chat room is working right. Maybe it got attacked or something last week, so it didn't work at all. So this is crazy. I think it's, yeah. I think that our growth on YouTube, the new subscribers we get every week, but we never grow. It's crazy, man. It's just like something's not right. Something going on here behind the scenes that keeps us from growing at all. But it's fine. You know, it doesn't matter because it's not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord. That's why we continue to fight regardless of the way it looks in the world. We know that we win. And our job is just to serve our Heavenly Father and our King of Kings, his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. That's our job, is to serve him and do his will in the world and spread the gospel and protest evil and tell the truth. That's right. And to just keep on doing it no matter what, even at the peril of our life, liberty, and property. Yeah. Because that's what it's coming to. That's what the Bible says. So we should not be surprised at all. When we see what's going on, we know that everything is going as it was foretold in God's Word. That's why I'm so interested in prophecy. And my latest book, which is coming out in 10 days, if you're listening to this broadcast during the week on the, because I think most people are not going to listen to this live, but they're going to listen to it later. At least I hope so. And I'm not even sure I believe the numbers on the YouTube video hits and whatever and First Amendment radio. And like I said, it really doesn't matter. You know, have a lot of pastors, a lot of good men out there, you know, a lot of reformed, true Bible-believing pastors preaching the gospel and reaching relatively few people during the week or weekly, you know. And I think at least, you know, I may exceed some of them or many of them in my little outreach here doing First Amendment Radio and crosstheborder.org. And only God knows how far it really reaches. Yeah. And what the real effect for his kingdom is. So it doesn't matter. For us, obedience is what is the only thing that matters. That's right. So obedience is ours. The results are his. Yeah. And that's the way we have to look at it. We just, you know, fight the good fight. Keep up the protest. Keep telling the truth. Keep trying to reach the elect with the true gospel and the word of God. And let people know there is hope in this world. And the only hope is eternal life through Jesus Christ. Otherwise, we're all dead already. We were born dead. And that's where the world is. They're all born dead because they were born with a death sentence. And if you're born with a death sentence and there's no hope of eternal life, then you're dead already. That's my gospel logic. And people need to understand that. if you have no hope, if you do not believe in eternal life through Jesus Christ, that you can obtain it, and you will obtain it, and you are going to obtain it, and nothing is going to keep you from it. You've got your eye fixed on that prize, as Paul the Apostle said, and nothing can tear you away from it. If you don't have that, then you are without hope in the world. Your only hope is dirt. And that's the good outcome. If only dirt were true. If that was the end, if you just died, that was it. No, but there's a punishment. There's a judgment and there's a punishment. Because a lot of people, the world thinks I'm just going to die anyway, so I might as well enjoy evil and wickedness and sin while I pretend that I'm good in the world so I don't end up in jail. You know, that's why the Bible says that the civil authority are God's ministers. That's dry mouth, not COVID cough. Of course, there might be some common cold coronavirus in there somewhere. You know, we all deal with that every year anyway. It's nobody ever, you know, it's a pandemic that nobody dies from that we have to deal with every year. Yes, indeed. So it's coming, and there's nothing we can do to stop it. The mark of the beast technology is here, and it's not going to be the RFID chip. That was the earlier technology. Now they have the nano tattoo, the nano whatever, infrared tattoo, where they can scan it. And instantly your account and all your information comes up. You have no privacy whatsoever. See, that's one reason why the Antichrist hates America, because of our Bill of Rights and our right to privacy. Just cannot have unlimited inquisitions into every individual's life as long as they have liberty and a right to privacy. The Antichrist hates that. But that is exactly why we have those liberties, because of past inquisition. Okay, we'll be back after the news.
First on FirstAmendmentRadio.com and FirstAmendmentRadio.net.
American Family News, I'm Rusty Pugh. Israel has struck Hamas military sites in the Gaza Strip. Trey Yinks with the latest.
A senior Hamas official tells Fox News that this new round of tension started because Israel is not living up to its obligations in longstanding agreements as the humanitarian situation in Gaza continues to deteriorate. The Israelis did target Gaza with a number of airstrikes after dozens of IED balloons were launched over the border, starting fires all across the southern part of the country. A rocket was also launched from Gaza and intercepted by Israel's missile defense system, the Iron Dome. This new tension is getting greater each day as factions inside the Strip are using tactics like balloon launches, nighttime confusion units, and rockets to pressure Israel. The Israelis have reduced the Gazan fishing zone, stopped fuel going into Gaza, and tightened crossing restrictions.
Not all Christians support Donald Trump, and those who do are often accused of having a bad witness. Chris Woodward has more on one author's advice for when this happens.
Speaking on American Family Radio's Today's Issues program, Dr. Frank Turek said, if someone comes to you and says, how can you as a Christian support a guy like Donald Trump? You need to have a conversation with that person.
You have to say, well, who should I support? Who are my choices here? Right?
Right.
At this point, what choices do you have?
In this country, Turek said, you pretty much only have two choices, and neither of them are perfect.
Secondly, I think there's a difference between voting for a candidate and agreeing with everything a candidate says or does. You have to be fair to people and say, look, I don't agree with them on that. But overall, what am I going to vote on? And I think one of the key reasons that people voted for Trump who are evangelicals is that policy trumps demeanor. And I've said this many times. I said, I give Trump an A-minus on policy and a D on demeanor. Now, I might give Joe Biden a better demeanor grade, but right. Demeanor is not the main reason I'm voting for somebody to be president. So I think if people are harping on you because they think you have a bad witness, I think you need to have a conversation with these people and say, okay, well, who should I support? I should support the Democratic platform? Are you serious? Look at this platform. It's awful. I'm going to have to go with the least worst choice, and in this case, that appears to be Trump.
I'm Chris Woodward.
There is a growing divide among evangelical pastors and leaders. Fight the likely unconstitutional restrictions placed on houses of worship and schools and open up for in-person services and classes, or love your neighbor and stay closed. Steve Jordahl spoke with one commentator who says there's only one right answer to that.
Christianity Today this month published an article entitled Christian Colleges, God Wants You to Wear a Mask to Class. The article called obeying mask policies a, quote, Christian obligation. Taco's Janet Mefford says she's seeing it in many evangelical churches as well.
I have been frustrated to listen to a lot of the evangelical leaders who are constantly in the media talking about the fact that we need to keep our churches closed in order to love our neighbors.
To her, the government mandates, with certain exceptions, are power plays by increasingly authoritarian officials.
We have seen these coronavirus shutdown directives from a lot of these governors like Gavin Newsom extend many, many months while leftist protesters are out on the streets, free and clear, and abortion clinics are allowed to stay open. And it's frustrating to hear the love your neighbor mantra not go away, especially when we see how politicized these directives have become. We've seen the persecution that the churches have come under.
Mefford is encouraging pastors and leaders to take a closer look at the verses they're clinging to.
Yes, we should love our neighbors, but that's the second greatest commandment, according to Jesus Christ. The number one first greatest commandment is love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength.
I'm Steve Jordahl.
Monsoon weather is sweeping across Arizona, and the storms are causing fires to break out, many caused by lightning strikes. Fox 10 Phoenix reporter Bailey Miller with more.
Several fires breaking out across the state after monsoons swept through. In Buckeye, lightning struck an open field and started a 5-acre brush fire. And according to the U.S. Forest Service, lightning started 3 fires in the Tonto National Forest. And the High Creek fire near Bonita caused what the Arizona State Forestry reports as a microburst that knocked down a power line. That one is now 100% contained.
For American Family News, I'm Musty Pugh.
Hear it first on FirstAmendmentRadio.com and FirstAmendmentRadio.net.
Thank you.
Welcome back. You're listening Across the Border, a Prophecy Reality Edition. We're live on a Wednesday morning. This is our second hour. And I think in this hour I'm going to, well, as everyone knows, that's weird. Okay. I have a website. It's called crosstheborder.org. That's the URL for it. Or it's nicholasarthur.wordpress.com. That's the home of the website. Really, I guess, a blog, and where I publish articles. And also, you can get a notification if you go there and, you know, press the follow button and subscribe to the blog that way. You'll get a notification when I'm going to do a live broadcast, when I publish a new article, and also when I'm going to publish my latest book, which I am finishing up right now. I'm working on the last chapter. I've reread every other chapter at least several times. Well, more than several times. But that's what I've been doing for the entire month. And I'm just still working on the last chapter a little bit. It's really the most difficult chapter for me of all. And you can imagine that with a title like this, the last chapter is called excuse me, Prospects for the Unfulfilled Future. Yeah, that which is yet to come. Now that's difficult, okay? Because the rest of the book is about that which has already been fulfilled. And that's what prophecy is all about. Because we're getting to the end. We're getting near the consummation of the era, of the epoch in which we live. We're getting near that. Okay? It's not the longest era, but it is a long one. Okay? We had the pre-flood, and then we had between the flood and the first advent of Christ. That era was pretty long. It's about as long as the one we're in, I'm guessing, almost a couple thousand years. Okay? And then we have the era we're in, which is getting near 2,000 years. That's a long era. And that's the era which is covered by the revelation of Jesus Christ. It's the last book that he gave us in the Bible. He gave it, of course, to the Apostle John, one of his disciples, when he was an old man. And most of it has been fulfilled. And that's what it's really about. My book, the title of my book, if I can get to the first page there. The title of my book is Reformed Prophecy Interpretation. I'm just going with a simple title. I am a Reformed Christian, okay? And really, Reformed belief in the Bible is what they call infant Christian belief. It's the belief, it's going back to infant Christianity. What the apostles taught, what the Bible teaches us. Forget what the papacy and what everything that's been added and all of the tradition. Let's go back to the Bible itself. Let's read the gospel as it was preached, beginning with Jesus, who went about preaching and saying, "Repent, for the kingdom is at hand." That our faith is in Christ alone. That there's nothing we can do. That it is eternal life through Jesus Christ is a gift from God. And there's nothing we can do to earn it. That infant Christianity. But how does that carry over to Bible interpretation or interpretation of prophecy? That's why I've titled it Reformed Prophecy Interpretation. Because I'm looking in the Bible itself. I want to apply the same exegesis that we get our Reformed or infant Christianity from the Bible. I want to apply that same type of exegesis and hermeneutic to prophecy itself. And that's what I attempt to do. So My subtitle is An Apology for Reformed Premillennial Historicism in the 21st Century. So there's no other book like this out there. There are a few that have sprung out of Seventh-day Adventism. Unfortunately, I talk about that in my book too, why the Seventh-day Adventist Church is not truly Protestant, and neither is it historicist, because they use the same type of speculation that we get from the dispensational futurists. Okay? It's all speculation. They speculated that Christ would return. As a matter of fact, their denomination was founded upon a failed speculation. And that's a terrible beginning that we should have nothing to do with once we discover it. And so you'll discover that by reading my book if you haven't discovered it already for yourself. So, Reformed Prophecy Interpretation and Apology for Reformed Premillennial Historicism in the 21st Century. The chapters of the book, Chapter 1, Introduction to Method of Interpretation. And the subtitles there, the sections there, Dating the Revelations, Things Which Must Shortly Come to Pass, and The Bible is a Book of History. That's where we get our method, historicism, from history itself. And so I show in my book how most of prophecy, or at least point you to the fact that most prophecy and principal prophecies that have been fulfilled, those that are most settled, I'm going to cover in the book. And for the rest of that, I will point you to E.B. Eliot's Hori Apocalypticae, and especially our, this is out of E.B. Eliot's Hori Apocalypticae. This is the History of Apocalyptic Interpretation. I published it as a standalone, 50 plus pages, Reformation Quincentennial Edition. And you can get that free on the internet. We published it there, so you can freely look at that for all of the things that I don't cover in my book. You can see there. And I've duplicated some things, many of the updates that are mine are in my book. But for everything else, I point you back to E.B. Eliot's work, which was, well, I would say 90% correct up until the time he lived. He got most of it correct. Things that he didn't recognize that were developing and had not fully developed at his year, he couldn't see. And I believe that if he were alive today, he would clearly see them. And probably write nearly the same thing that I'm writing in my book today. So that brings you up to date. So that's Chapter 1, Introduction to Method of Interpretation. Chapter 2, the Day-Year Principle and Historicism. A Day for a Year, 70 Years and 70 Weeks, and Dating the End of the 69th Week. A very important section there in that chapter on the Day-Year Principle and how we should apply it and how we should not apply it, okay? The Seventh-day Adventists wrongly applied it. Of course, they were the Millerites before they were the Seventh-day Adventists, and they got their name from Miller, who speculated and got everyone together for the Great Disappointed, through which the Seventh-day Adventist Church rose up and sprang forward from. And then, of course, Chapter 3 would be on the seven-year tribulation deception. The Great Tribulation, Rapture Play begins, Verifiable History or Future Speculation. Which one do you want to count on? Yeah, Verifiable History? I think I'll go with that. Future speculation is only speculation. And the Bible demonstrates historicism. So I show you where, that's where we get our method of interpretation from. We get it from the Bible itself. It is demonstrated clearly in the Bible. That's historicism. The root word being history. Yeah. And chapter 4, I have an article on my website. You can check it out there. Let me see. Let me look at my website. Go to the home page there. And I have that Matthew 24 explained. You'll see the beginning of that article. It's pretty good. It's one of the most popular videos I have on, watched videos I have on YouTube on my site. And so you should check that out there. Chapter 24 explained. So we expand and refine that more for in my book. Chapter 4, the Olivet Discourse. The two questions we talk about, the abomination of desolation, of course, coming from chapter 24, and rapture or resurrection. Which one do you want to believe in? Rapture or resurrection? Your name and where you're calling from, you're on the air with Nicholas. Hello? Don't tell me my phone's not working anymore. And it seems that somebody's just hanging up right away. Or they're having a phone problem. Okay, well, that's the second time today. I guess someone's just trying to interrupt me. But no interruptions allowed. Okay, so we have the chapter on the Olivet Discourse. Very important chapter. Very important for understanding prophecy and where we are today. And to expose the delusional deceptions of dispensational futurism out there. Okay, and then we have chapter 5, the temple of God in the man of sin. So we talk about, and that's kind of wrapped up in the abomination of desolation, because the futurists, the dispensationalists, they mix those together to come up with a more cohesive counter-reformation end time antichrist scheme, and that which most people have bought into. And we talk about the restrainer and the antichrist, of course. Let me take a little break here and check on the chat room, see if we've got any comments or questions there. And if not, we'll just keep moving on. Let's see. Okay. Engel Chen, my husband wanted to know how to drive without a license. you don't drive. You're not a driver, okay, any more than you are a policeman or a lawyer, because you don't practice law. You don't carry passengers or cargo for hire. That's how you drive without a license. You don't carry passengers or cargo without for hire. And things have gotten very difficult. So, hold on a second. Sorry about the interruption there. Okay, yes, Engel Chen says, how to drive without a license. I guess I'm being a little too, trying to use a little too much levity here. He says, you need my way. Things have changed now that it's very difficult. You've got to, like I said, things have changed. It's become much more difficult to even travel, because you don't drive, that you travel because you have a right to travel, and they can't take that away from you. And there's a link on my website, and he should check that out for himself rather than me explaining it, because it's not really a very important thing anymore. That's all I can say. You can check it out. You can do whatever you have to do. But if you go to my website, let me go to my website so I can tell you. And in the left-hand column, if you scroll down, there's a button or a picture there. It says National ID Cards, Your Papers, Please. If you check on that, you'll have the travel information you need. And then you can, from there, you can do a lot of research for yourself. Okay? And that's not to say that you won't end up in jail. I mean, I haven't. The last times that I got stopped by the police, they let me go. Okay? They let me go on about my way. And that's the best result that you can expect. But it depends where you are, your demeanor, how you treat the police that stop you. Just about anything could happen. You can't do like the guy that got the knee on his neck. You can't be combative, argumentative. You have to comply, or you can get beat up and tased and stuff like that. But I think that's mostly up to the person that's dealing with the police, what kind of force, or whether they even get killed. I think it has a lot to do with, because I've seen how these people act, and they escalate the situation themselves. As Christian, as God's people, we're not supposed to be escalating a confrontation. We're supposed to be de-escalating. And I know I've been doing my job well, because every time the police leave me, they thank me. Yeah. For my demeanor and the way that I've treated them and the courtesy that I show toward them. Because these are just men out there doing a job. One they probably don't particularly like. Okay? Now, I know I've had to deal with some very evil policemen that wanted to kill me. That were looking for any excuse to take me down. I've seen those guys too, but fortunately on those occasions, there were other policemen that were more level-headed. Because I figure if that guy was here by himself, I would already be on the ground. So those policemen are out there because there are evil people and there are good people. So you have to be very careful. But go to my website. Here, let's see. Copy link. How do I do that? Oh, here it is. Copy link address and paste in chat room. Yeah. So don't try to explain. Let him go here and he can go to my travel page that I have up there. And then he can do with that whatever he wants with that information. Okay? I mean, I'm still using a 1990s passport because I can't get new ID from the state. A 1990s passport that I got without a number of a beast, okay? I guess you could argue that the passport number is a number of a beast, too, because it is. A beast is a government. They issue an ID number. It's a mark of a beast, because mark means identification, okay? So something that identifies you with beast. But it is not the mark of the beast, okay? Anyway, check it out and do whatever you have to do, because there's a lot of us out there that are like me. Yeah. Yeah, here's the on the web. There's the button on the website that you have to pick. It just flashes up there for a second. Anyway, so check that out. And I'm not the expert out there. If you do travel, right to travel, and you search things like that, you'll find a lot of information. There's a lot of ways to go on that. But I use my travel paper. It seems to work for me. I did get the last guy that stopped me got a ticket, gave me a ticket for, he wouldn't give me a ticket, which is a misdemeanor for driving without a license in California. He refused to give me that ticket. because he knew he'd end up in court because my travel document is presented as a two-page signed under penalty of perjury legal document. Okay, that's the way I do it, because it's the first document in a lawsuit if they want to prosecute me for driving without a license. But he suggested that I get my vehicle registered. Well, I found out I can't now get my vehicle registered at all unless I have a driver's license, because, you know, they tightened everything up so that you don't have a mark of the beast. If you're not a socialist with a social security number, I can't even get a vehicle license. So now I'm thinking, or registered. So I'm thinking, well, maybe I can get someone else to get register a vehicle so I can drive it. I know that there are people like me who their family have got vehicle registered and insured for them so they wouldn't keep getting stopped. Because before, and now they've got license plates, they print them out and stuff, so that if you have anything but, you know, a government license plate, because I drove for 20 years with no license plate, just with the dealer placard, I got away with that, but I can't get away with that anymore because they stop everybody that has that now, because they're printing. They don't do temporary, you know, tape on your windshield permits anymore. They actually print the license plates at the car dealers and put them on the vehicles now. Yeah, that's happening in California. So, yeah. So it's a challenge, but we'll keep doing whatever we have to do. So I don't like to travel unless I have to. Yeah, but I do. I don't like going out of town because I don't want to get stopped by the state police, because they'll give me $274. But I did save the ticket, so I'm going to show them the ticket, and I'm going to tell them why I didn't get my vehicle registered, because it's now impossible for me, because that's what he suggested. That's what the CHP officer said. Well, at least get your license plate fixed. Get it registered so you won't have these problems. That's what he told me. And he let me go with a ticket for not having a registered vehicle on the road. Yeah. So they're not all bad guys out there. So I'm hoping if I get stopped again by the CHP that I'll get stopped by the same guy. See, I still got your ticket. I paid it, but I tried, man. They're just not going to let me register this vehicle anymore because I don't, you know, have a driver's license and can't get insurance and stuff like that because the computer thing has tied it all together. But anyway, enough on that. I think we'll go back to my book unless I get some other questions or comments or a phone call immediately after the break. Don't like that waiting till the end of the hour. So, okay, you're listening to Cross the Border. My name is Nicholas, and we have one more segment to go after a break here. Ingo Shen says, I admire your standing so strong in your faith. Well, I just don't know what else I'd do. It's like Jesus said to Peter, he said, are you going to leave me also? Peter said, where would we go? Where would I go? You have the words of life, so there's nowhere else for us to go. We have to stand strong. Okay, I'll be back in a few minutes.
Hear it first on FirstAmendmentRadio.com and FirstAmendmentRadio.net.
The program you are listening to is 100% sponsored by you, the listener, on this First Amendment Rights Media channel. You will notice that there are few commercials on this radio network. There's a good reason for that. Corporate advertising dollars come with strings that limit program content. So without your help, these programs cannot continue on satellite, internet, or our several affiliates. If you benefit by the educational law programs,
we ask you to give. If you are admonished or nurtured by the Bible and ministry programs, we ask you to give. If some voice a cause that you are passionate about, we ask you to give. If you believe in any of these, we ask you to support them as you would a missionary on a continual basis, as if giving a tithe for Missionary Radio. These programs are not commercially viable and must be supported by those faithful to the cause of truth. Look for the button to sponsor your favorite programs at our Listen and Schedule pages on the Internet. We will also give you unlimited archive access to all of our programs. We're asking you to give much less than a tithe, so that you may also send support directly to a particular program host, cause, and anywhere else the Spirit may lead you. Do all to the glory of our God and Creator, for His holy nation, the only kingdom that will last forever. Thank you for listening.
Since the beginning of time, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it, it has been traded, it has been borrowed, it has been purchased, it has been stolen, there's a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty, to ourselves and to our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188 or visit discountgoldandsilvertrading.net. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cedarstrom, right here on FirstAmendmentRadio.com at 4 p.m. Eastern or 1 p.m. Pacific Time. Visit discountgoldandsilvertrading.net or call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, 1-800-375-4188.
The book of Revelation says, the spirit of prophecy is the testimony of Jesus Christ. This is at the very heart of FirstAmendmentRadio.com. In that spirit, we have created the Prophecy Reality News app for all of your mobile devices, streaming First Amendment Radio 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Available for your Apple, Android device, and smartphone, absolutely free. Get the Prophecy Reality News app installed today, so you can listen to First Amendment Radio wherever you are. The Prophecy Reality News app. Get it now.
Welcome back. You're listening Across the Border. It's a Prophecy Reality Edition. We are live on a Wednesday morning, and we are day 156 into the COVID-19 covert march to the mark of the beast. Day 156. Never thought it would last this long, but I'll tell you what, the Antichrist and his shadow government, you have to admire them. Yeah. And what they've been able to accomplish over the last couple hundred years, and especially over the last 156 days. I mean, they did a dry run, practice run last year on this thing, and they decided to roll it out. They've been working on this for many years. I'll tell you what, the shadow government, you know, there's a spiritual conspiracy. It goes beyond individuals. It's a satanic conspiracy. See, he can put a conspiracy together with people that don't even need to talk to each other, because he is an organizing. He is an organizing power. I hate to say the word power, but an organizing power for evil in the world. That's what Satan does. And here's the good news. The good news is this. There's going to be a 1,000-year reign of Christ on the earth. Yes, he is coming back before the millennium, just as the plain reading of the text explains. And that's why I've wrote an apology for historic premillennialism in my book. I have a chapter on the millennium. And I believe I make the case probably better than anyone I've ever heard make the case for premillennialism. And it's so easy. By the plain reading of the text, the plain reading of the text demands it. Just as the plain reading of the 70 weeks demands that the 70 weeks be contiguous. So, by the plain reading of the text, Christ will return. There will be 1,000 years where he will rule and reign, and Satan, that organizing spirit for evil, that's what we'll call him, is organizing spirit for evil, not power, but spirit for evil, will be absent, will be locked up, will be locked away, chained up, however you want to put it. Okay, the picture is clear. Okay, that he will be locked up for that 1,000 years. And he won't be able to do the things that he's doing right now in the world, like this whole COVID nonsense thing. This is, you know, that's another thing when you think about it, how clear some things become when you do this much, you know, study and research and reading into history and things that are going on in the world. And you read about the two-horned earth beast, how it is lamb-like, but it speaks as a dragon. You know, there is substance to what is good, see? That's why it's lamb-like, but it speaks as a dragon. There's no substance to speech. It's only a spiritual power for evil. It has no substance. You can only hear it. You can only believe in it because it's not true. The truth has no substance. That's why it's only dragon speaking and people believe it, but it's not true. There's no substance. And that's something that gives you a little more insight into what's going on in this two-horned earth beast. The power, the two horns, the division of power in this beast, one being lamb-like, that's the substantial, the liberty, the truth part of it. You know, the true charity, the true belief, the true belief in that which is true. And then you have the dragon speaking. There's no substance to it, but it never shuts up. It's just evil. It's just pure evil. But it has no substance. It has to pervert that which is true. And that's the condition of America today. As we sit here on day 156 of the COVID covert march to the mark of the beast. And of course, the march to the mark of the beast has been going on a lot longer than that. I mean, ever since America was founded on the godly principles, on those Protestant Bill of Rights, those 10, you know, that Bill of Rights, those 10 rights that we have that were affixed to that document, the Constitution for the United States of America. And you need to read F. Tupper Saucy's Rulers of Evil. And I think if I was going to write a book, it would be along those lines, because I'd like a little more substance. But because you can read something that rings true and you realize there's truth in it in your spirit, but the Antichrist has become so good at covering up and deception that digging through the layers of plausible deniability, which if you read all of this history for the last, you know, 5 centuries, and you see how this shadow government has developed, and all of the evidence is there, but try to show people all of these disparate pieces of evidence that have happened over the last 500 years, and they just go, they think you're crazy. They think you're a conspiracy nut. But because when you see enough of the pieces, it becomes clear to you. But to try to convey that to someone who has a hard time seeing the truth already, that are immersed in delusion, that It's almost impossible to convince even believers in Christ, because they are so immersed in delusion that even the Bible says that if it were possible that even the elect would be deluded. Yeah. So that's how strong the delusion is, that even the elect are struggling with it. Because I see good people that certainly I would never even question their salvation and their devotion to Christ. All of a sudden, suddenly, you know, locked up in fear, wearing a mask in church. And just like, it's like somebody else. It's like before they spoke the truth and, you know, and you saw a light in their eyes. Now all you see is this mask and like a cloud of darkness over them. It grieves my spirit to see this happening. But that's how strong the delusion is. That even the elect have difficulty seeing that which is true. And we can all identify, because we've all been deluded. We've all been deceived. And that's why I tend to have more mercy and understanding with those that are really struggling with the great delusion that is going on. Because it's kind of like things they've trusted in their whole lives. Wrong things, perhaps. But, you know, we all have our security in things that have remained stable. And when that stability is shaken up, well, it shakes up our security. And it can invoke fear. So we need to gently, perhaps, kind of try to wake people up. And, you know, just, you know, may the Almighty, by His Holy Spirit, lead us and guide us into what it takes into doing no more than we need to, but as much as is needed to shake people up and wake them up, especially with the mark of the beast coming on. I think it's, but fortunately, the dispensationalists who say that once you get the mark of the beast, you're condemned forever. Fortunately, that's not true, because you can repent of everything. There's only one sin that's unforgivable, so I have to go with God on this one, and that is blaspheming the Holy Spirit will not be forgiven. And Jesus said neither in this age nor in the age to come. So there will be those in the age to come, in the millennium even, who will blaspheme the Holy Spirit. Yes, it's true. Even without the organizing spirit of Satan loose in the world and his demons, there will be those sons of Adam born in sin that will blaspheme the Holy Spirit. Not my words, Jesus' words. See, and what that confirms is that there will be mortals in the millennium. But we, the elect of God, that are resurrected upon His return, the dead in Christ first, and those who are alive and remain, we will not precede those that are asleep in Christ, as the New King James, or as the King James Version says. I don't know what the New King James says. Okay. I hope this one works. Your name and where are you calling from? You're on the air with Nicholas. What on earth? Okay, I'm guessing someone's messing with me. Well, it'd be nice to get a call from someone just to confirm that my phone is actually working, or put something in the chat room saying that was me and my phone's not working, or because I know there's some areas and people that can't call us here. Because I got a guy that, never mind, we won't get into it, but everything's better now that everything's moved to the internet, right? Yeah, not at all. So anyway, let's see. What do we got here? Antiquity and the quit in the chat room and no new people, huh? Okay, yeah, that's bizarre. It's like, What happened to all those people that were in the chat room? Maybe because the chat room didn't work last week, they all decided to stay away forever. Yeah, can you still hear me out there? I got no sound checks, but I'm guessing everything's working right on the video stream and the audio stream, because nobody said anything to the contrary. And it's really too late for a sound check since the program's almost over with. But anyway, so that's the millennium, and I'm pretty much settled on that. And I don't know what I'm going to be moving on to next, so be in prayer with me about that, where the Lord will have me, what my next book will be, if I'm going to write a new book. I'm Corporate Jen Jesuit in the chat room. Thank you for the sound check there. Kind of like to get those early in the broadcast, but I haven't worried about it, because it seems to be working. And if I don't get anything to the contrary, that's usually a good enough sound check. But thank you anyway for that. Let's see. Oh, yes, the millennium. So that's the chapter I'm working on right now, the final chapter in the book. And I have a few reviewers out there who haven't really got back to me with anything yet, so I'm giving 10 more days for my reviewers to come up with anything or something or anything. Excuse me. My breakfast is still settling. Okay, which I usually don't eat breakfast this early, but I find I run out of energy and start getting lightheaded if I don't eat before a broadcast. Somehow it takes a lot of energy to talk for 2 hours. Yeah, so anyway, that's the final chapter of my book I'm working on. So you'll want to get it for that too, because of course that's last things, what's leading up to and what's going to happen during the millennium. So we also have, let's see, I'll go back to the chapter one. Method of interpretation. You'll see we get our method from the book itself. Maybe I'm just going to take the last few minutes to read what I have as far as a foreword goes. It's odd, but it's something I thought was very interesting. As with primitive biblical Christianity, historicism is a method of prophecy interpretation restored with the advent of the Protestant Reformation, and had become so widely held that for a long time it was called the Protestant view. That's a quote from somewhere. You get that in the book, in the footnote. The following quote from 200 years ago by an historicist expositor expresses concisely the primary tenets of the true historicist of all ages. Quote, "Expositions written many years ago are now become defective in consequence of the subsequent fulfillment of some of the prophecies. Okay. To those more recently published, which have fallen under my notice, objections might be stated, sufficient to render another volume on the entire book. To these remarks it may be added that, as its scriptural predictions are not perfectly understood previously to their accomplishment or their fulfillment, the last exposition of this necessarily obscure and difficult book," he is speaking of the Revelation, of course, "if the author have the wisdom to use in the help and assistance of his predecessors, ought to be the best. The Revelation contains a chain of prophecies from the time in which the Apostle John was favored with the visions of the Almighty to the end of the world. The illustration of these prophecies, therefore, must necessarily have employed the talents of learned and pious expositors of the Scriptures through a long succession of generations. Hence, every succeeding writer reaps the advantage of the labors of those who have preceded him, such as I tell you that I have from E.B. Eliot, and of course others like H. Grattan Guinness and a number of other expositors using the same method of interpretation and telling you what they saw in their time and what preceded their time. So hence, every succeeding writer reaps the advantage of the labors of those who have preceded him, and his principal business in respect of the predictions that have been accomplished, or again, I say already fulfilled is what he means, is to adopt the expositions which have been given by the generality of sober and judicious commentators, not, and of course, by sober and judicious, he means not by wild speculations or private interpretations, in opposition to private or fanciful interpretations. But the predictions of this book continue to receive their successive fulfillment during the lapse of ages, and as they are accomplished or fulfilled in their order, they are decisively explained and illustrated, but not before. With these views of the exposition of prophecy, I presume that the interest and importance of a volume on the Book of Revelation in the year 1821 will not be superseded by any former works that have been published on the subject. So a true and good expositor writing in his day should not be succeeded or superseded by anything former, but he should always adopt whatever was true and right from former publications and add that which is true and right and has been fulfilled in the interim. That's what he's saying. From the date of the above expositor, 1821, that's the end of the quote, by the way. From the date of the expositor, I move forward with E.B. Eliot and H. Grant Tangennes and a few others. I, however, as of yet, have decided against authoring another volume on the entire book. I have rather adopted E.B. Eliot's Hori Apocalypticae, for the most part, and published an updated quincentennial Reformation edition, which I point you to quite often, which includes subsequently fulfilled prophecy, which is available to the public. And of course, that's at horiapocalypticae.wordpress.com, that quincentennial Reformation updated edition. My hope is that I have there landed where he would have, where E.B. Eliot would have, if he had been alive to see what we have seen. Over the last century, this method of interpretation has become almost completely forgotten, even by Protestants, in the face of a method that is based almost entirely upon future speculation, rather than fulfilled prophecy in history. We will, in this work, examine the reasons for this, discuss some of the most settled prophecy fulfilled in history, and investigate some of the prophecy which has been fulfilled in the interim, as well as present an apology for Reformed premillennial historicism to the 21st century. And so, of course, signed by me in 2020. And so that's my forward to the book, or preface to the book, that will be published in about 10 or 12 days. So stick around and you'll get a copy of that. And I hope that it will be a blessing to my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and to his people out there, to the entire church, and accomplish whatever it is that he desires for my humble contribution to his kingdom is able to accomplish in the few years that we have left before he returns, which I believe to be somewhere less than 40, but more than 30. So if I live to about 2055, I will be 102 years old, if that's the turn of the seventh millennia. Yeah, the end of the sixth and the beginning of the seventh. About the year 2055. I don't know the exact day or hour, not even the exact month, and I don't even claim to know the exact year. Your name and where you're calling from. You're on the air.
Hello.
Okay, if this is actually a real call, I wish you would at least go in the chat room and tell me that you're having difficulty. Otherwise, I've got someone I need to block somehow. I don't know if I even have the way to do that. But, yeah. Hey, I got 3 calls today. Can't brag about that, can I? I think I got 3 calls last week. Yeah. And people actually talked to me. Yeah, that was nice. That was fun. So, anyway. So I either got to get, if I want to talk to somebody else, I guess I'm going to have to find me a co-host to sit here with me as we do prophecy reality. Anyway, I want to say thank you to everyone who showed up today and for all of you that are listening to the broadcast afterwards as a podcast or a published video. Thank you all for showing up today. And thank you for your prayers. Let's see. Okay, nothing in the chat room, nothing to answer. And we are at the end of the broadcast here. So please go over to my website if you haven't already, crosstheborder.org or nicholasarthur.wordpress.com, nicholasarthur.wordpress.com, and make sure you press the follow button there. And I look forward to seeing you all again in the resurrection when Christ returns. And if not before that, may the Almighty bless you as you walk on the narrow way that leads to life.
Visit crosstheborder.org, C-R-O-S-S, crosstheborder.org, to get your print, EPUB, or PDF version of Nicholas Arthur's new book titled, When the Third Temple is Built. That's crosstheborder.org. When it comes to prophecy today, much of the evangelical Christian world has their eyes on Israel, waiting and watching to see when the Third Temple will begin to be built. The plans are drawn, the Jewish people are eager. Most evangelical Christians today believe that the rapture will happen before the third temple is built. Hi, I'm Michael Eugene. I was taught that Daniel's 70th week was in the future. Is that really what the Bible teaches? Have we searched the scriptures and found this to be true? Why is it so important for a reestablished Israel to build a third temple in Jerusalem? Is it necessary?